call Robin Hilton, mobile.
Calling Robin Hilton, mobile.
Hey there. Well, this is different.
It's the snow day edition of All Songs Considered.
That's right. I'm in my apartment slash bedroom slash studio, all one room. Studio as in recording studio. We both have little music studios and have for ages.
Yeah, I use the term loosely. Mine is literally a little room underneath the stairs leading down to the lower floor of our house in Adams Morgan here in D.C. It's a little Harry Potter room. There's just enough space for me to walk in sideways, slide in, and then sit down on a little chair here.
You'll have computer. To send me a picture of that. Yeah, we had snow and ice today, but the show must go on, right?
That's right. NPR they don't cancel things too quickly.
Yeah.
When the city gets hit with snow, but today they said stay home. So we're doing this.
So we have this snow day, and I don't know about you, but we've had a lot of them, and I've been thinking about summer, and this band Eternal Summers seems about perfect to start off a snow show. What do you think?
I love winter. This could last all year as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, go ahead. And then I think I might have a nice breezy thing to come out of it, too.
Okay. This is perfect. So the group's called Eternal Summers. Record comes out March 4th. The Drop Beneath is a song. But I want you to do this. I want you to listen to this woman, Nicole Yun's voice at about 40 seconds. This what happens at that moment. She's already told us in the song that she says, I'm going to gouge my eyes out. I'm going to cut my tongue from my mouth. But it's right. The line when she says, cause I'm losing it, at about 40 seconds that I love so much. But the band's Eternal Summers, here it goes.
So I'm going to have to pay attention to lyrics.
Yeah. And this song is called Gouge.
Nice. Love her voice. That is very, very breezy, very, very early summery.
And I'm ready. I mean, Austin is a time when we go down to Austin, which is just a week, and we'll probably talk about that on the show. But that's a time where I leave here usually cold and come back here, and it's a little bit warmer, and I might see a blossom somewhere here or there. So I like that.
Yeah. But,
the band's Eternal Summers. The song was Gouged. And the record comes out March 4th, so you can have it this week.
And you mentioned Austin. Next week on the show, we're going to have our South by Southwest preview. And we're also going to have our showcase next Wednesday, the 12th, all that live, all those wonderful bands that we're showcasing Wednesday night, March 12th. We'll be webcasting live from Stubbs in Austin. And all of the bands that I have to play today on the show actually tie into South by Southwest in one way or the other. The first one is the band Slow Club. And I don't know if you remember Slow Club, but we were in Austin back in like 2010 or 11, and I was kind of wandering around trying to decide what show to see one night, and I ran into Lisa Ali from WFUV. She grabbed me. She took me to see this band I'd never heard of, Slow Club. They completely knocked me out. This is a guy-girl duo. They're from Sheffield, England. Charles Watson and Rebecca Taylor are their names, and just incredible live. Very joyful, very infectious. Taylor plays drums and sings, and Watson does just about everything else. Anyway, that was like 2010 or 11. They just released a new single. It's a free download on their website, and it's from an upcoming record that they haven't named yet, and they haven't said exactly when it's coming out, but it'll be out sometime hopefully this summer. And really curious to hear what you think of this song. This is called Tears of Joy from Slow Club. Tears, tears. be good to me, man, it'd be good to you.
Was that was that opening line, did they say something about the summer?
Yeah, back to the back in the summer or back to the summer. Yeah, it definitely has that. I think she says something like, back in the summer you said it was cracked. Definitely a summer song to me. Curious what you think, because to me it has a very 70s sort of soul vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think Flight of the Conchords has made those wonderful, soulful, sincere songs hard for me to take straight. They've done so many songs that are, you know, parodies of that style that it's hard for me not to think of, you know, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room or Business Time or something. It's just that style, and it's but you know, those are good singers there.
Oh yeah, I there's just a lot of warmth, a lot of love, a lot of joy in these songs, and I hadn't heard anything from them since seeing them in South By a few years ago, so I was really excited when the note came through saying that they would have a new record coming out. Don't know when, but it'll be on Wichita Recordings, which is home to Waxahachie and Best Coast, First Aid Kit, wow. many bands that we love. So really looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play something that's slow and beautiful, like the snow that came down this morning. Yes. A group we featured on a First Listen last week, Death Vessel, whose name...
It's like, I love it. It's like, I'm going to play something lovely now, just like the snow that's been following from Death Vessel.
But Death Vessel, just it's the wrong name. I don't know yeah. Why and how the name came to be, but Joel Thibodeau is the musician whose moniker is Death Vessel. And this music, well, it reminds me of Sigur Rós, and rightfully so in this case. It's the third record, but this one was produced by Jonsi and Alex Summers. And so Jonsi, of course, is a singer for Sigur Rós, and it's a beautiful record. In fact, he sings on one of the songs. I'm not going to play that song, but I'm going to play a cut off of Island Intervals by Death Vessel, the third record. This song I'm going to play is called Ejecta. You're going to love this. You're going to love all the little sounds and everything going on here. Thank you. beautiful, right?
Oh, just gorgeous. Yeah, that was a band. I guess this is this their third record or fourth record?
Third record for Death Vessel. And
I hadn't heard of them before the beginning of this year.
Good stuff. Highly recommend.
Well, you talked about all the interesting sounds going on in that record, and that is what made me fall in love with the Death Vessels record. And it makes me think of another artist I want to play, also tied to South by Southwest, Damon Albarn. He's closing now our Wednesday night showcase on March 12th with our live broadcast from Stubbs. This is an artist, Damon Albarn's an artist who's lived many lives in a career that's spanned 25, 30 years. He started out in Blur from the late 80s and through the 90s. Then he had the Gorillaz Project. He was in The Good, the Bad, and the Queen, all projects that we've loved and featured here on the show. Let's see, he produced Bobby Womack's 2012 record, The Bravest Man in the Universe. And now Damon Albarn has his first solo record. He's never done a solo record before, and he's finally got one coming out in the spring. It's called Everyday Robots, and much like that Death Vessel records, a lot of interesting little sounds going on in this album that I love. Everyday Robots from Damon Albarn, and this is the title cut.
They didn't know where they was going, but they knew where they was, wasn't it?
Little robots in rhythmic tone.
You know, the line, I just love the lyrics in the song, "We're everyday robots on our phones in the process of getting home." And I've just been thinking a lot lately. I wouldn't say that we're seeing any kind of backlash against social media or the technology driving it, but I've noticed it that artists are commenting on it more and more. You know, we hear it. You and I just saw St. Vincent last night in an unforgettable show. You know, and she has that cut Digital Witness, which talks about some of the same ideas. You know, this not really an indictment, but just a commentary on where we've gotten with our technology.
If you can't post the picture, is it real?
Yeah. And I love the song Everyday Robots from Everyday Robots. And like I said, very interesting sounds on this record from Damon Albarn. A very intimate album for him. It's mostly a very even-paced record. He doesn't get very big at any point. And then there's some just very, very lovely, thoughtful, meditative moments. It's out, Everyday Robots is out April 29th. And again, he's closing out our night. He plays right after St. Vincent, in fact. We've got St. Vincent next week, and then he plays right after her.
And that one of the best shows I may have ever seen in my life. I'm going to put it in the top five.
Easy. Oh, the St. Vincent show we went to last?
Yeah.
So, you know, Carrie Brownstein was in town, and she texted you and I, "Are you guys going to St. Vincent?" And I was at the park at the time with my son, and I thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to get out tonight. I'll just have to see her in Austin. And then you texted first and said, "You've got to go to the show." I said, "Okay, that's all the arm twisting I needed." And I went, and you know, you and Carrie both through the whole show was like, "Were we right? Were we right?" And that was, yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe a top 10, all-time top 10 live show for me. Just incredible. I kind of thought after seeing St. Vincent last night, I thought, you know, all other bands might just want to hang it up for the rest of the year. we'll just pick it all up. Just pick it up again next January. Let's just go ahead and give this year to St. Vincent because it was incredible. But anyway, it'll be great to see her. It'll be great to see Damon Albarn next week.
We're looking forward to it. We'll have video for all these things so you can see this amazing. It's visually just a stunning show as well as musically a stunning show. Yeah. I'm going to play something that's going to keep us in this snow-falling, dreamy state by a group, Beach House. Here we go with summer again. How about that? I hadn't even thought about that. There's a project coming out. This fellow, Matt Halverson, has a label, Lefse Records, out in Portland. And he was talking to his brother-in-law, who's a chief scientist with a company called Exogenesis. And he told Matt about all these recordings that are made by Voyager space probes. And basically what happens is that they record like the electromagnetic spectrum of planets that the Voyagers pass by, and it gets interpreted into sound. And so Matt's idea was to give these sounds to bands and have them record songs using those sounds. So
wow,
it's a pretty amazing and wonderful idea. On the record are Youth Lagoon does a song, Spiritualized does a song, The Antlers do a song, a whole bunch of great, great bands, and one of them is Beach House, and I'd like to play a record. This record comes out April 19th for Record Store Day. There's going to be a vinyl, a CD, a 7-inch box set of this, and very, very cool record. And this is Beach House. The song is called Saturn.
Thank you.
I think they mentioned the word summer in this song. I think something like Wild Snakes Play Summer, but maybe I'm just this snow and ice has twisted my brain. I'm not sure, but it's just so beautiful.
It felt like a summer night to me. I could almost hear crickets sort of chirping on a warm summer night there at the end of the song there. Looking up at the sky, maybe.
And Saturn Song is the name, music made out of sounds interpreted from electromagnetic radiation fluctuations as it passes by planets. So that Record Space Project comes out April 19th for Record Store Day, and that was Beach House.
And speaking of beautiful sounds, I want to take us out on Sharon Van Etten.
Oh, new record.
And she does have a new record. You know, I said all of my picks today tie into South by Southwest in one way or another. I saw her for the first time I ever saw her live was in Austin. You know, we saw her at the Presbyterian Church together, playing there. That was like in 2010 or something. I was weeping, and you were looking through your phone to see what other shows to go see.
It's an unforgettable moment.
You never stop moving when you hit the ground running in Austin. But anyway, and it just, you know, just floored me. And I knew right away that this was a really special artist, really special songwriter and singer and incredible talent. And she signed with Jaguar, and she played our showcase in 2012, same showcase that we're going to have live from Stubbs. She played in 2012, and yes, she recently announced a new record called Are We There? And I want to play a cut called Taking Chances. Take us out on Taking Chances. You know, she just continues to mature as an artist. Her sound, I think, continues to get bigger and more polished. Without losing any of the heart and soul of her music. It's really been wonderful watching her grow as a musician.
Fabulous. Hey, how are you doing on listening to 1,300 songs for South by Southwest?
I'm so behind. I've only just gotten into the B's.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to just be staying up late every night this week listening and catching up. And, yeah, we'll have our preview show next week, joined by many guests. Ann Powers will be joining us. Carrie Brownstein will be joining us. And more.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the rest of the nice snowy day. And
yes, I didn't want any noise in the background while we were recording, so I turned the heat off. And so now I've got to go and turn the heat back on. I've been freezing under these stairs this whole time. My teeth are starting to chatter.
Well, the snow plows are still plowing, and it's going to be an easy drive in tomorrow, but it sure wasn't today. And it's fun to do it this way.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll just make this a tradition.
Never go to work.
Yeah, no more going to work.
Take care.
You too.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Take care. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
It's All Songs Considered.